You told us a moment ago that your discovery takes place in rehearsal. When will that process begin again for you?
We start on Monday.
Immediately.
Mm. With this one, it really is about trying to read the tea leaves of Mahler's intention. I mean, we know a great deal about this with these other symphonies. You know, he was so inspired by the poetry of Rückert that for years he didn't set another author to music. But all of this changes with the Five. The Five is a mystery. And the only clue he leaves us is on the cover of the manuscript itself. Yes, the dedication to his new wife, Alma. So if you're going to partner with Mahler on his fifth symphony, the first thing you must do is try to understand that very complex marriage.
And would you say that you have a different interpretation of that marriage than Bernstein did?
You mentioned my ethnographic field work in the Amazon. Well, Adam, the Shipibo Kanibo only receive an ikaro, or song, if the singer is there, right, on the same side of the spirit that created it. And in that way, the past and the present converge. It's the flip sides of the same cosmic coin. That definition of fidelity makes sense to me. But Lenny, he believed in Teshuvah, the Talmudic power to reach back into time and transform the significance of one's past deeds. So when he played the Adagietto at Robert Kennedy's funeral, it ran for 12 minutes. He treated it as a mass.
Yeah, right.
And you know, if you listen to a recording of it, you will no doubt feel the tragedy and the pathos. And of course, that interpretation was very true for Mahler later in life, after the professional bottom dropped out and Alma had left him for Gropius. But as I said before, we are dealing with time. And this piece was not born into aching tragedy. It was born into young love.
And so you chose?
Love.
Right, but precisely how long?
7 minutes.
I was so taken by what you said to Adam about interpretation, and specifically about feelings, and that you chose love. And I know it said that you should leave the tears for the audience, but do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by emotion when you're up there at the podium?
Yes. Yes, that does happen. There's an expectation-reward cycle with some works, and there's spots in them that I find so incredible that when I'm conducting, it's not that I'm rushing, exactly, but I just can't wait to get to that spot, and yeah, it does it every time.
So it's physical as well as emotional.
Mm.
God, it must take hours to come back down to Earth.
You say things after others remember, but you won't. And sleep, it's impossible.
It's like my freshman year at Smith. Which piece does that to you? Oh, I saw you. I saw you conduct The Rite of Spring at the Met last year. It was so powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the 11 pistol shots. It's a prime number that strike you as both victim and perpetrator. You know, it's not until I conducted it that I became convinced we're all capable of murder. That is a fantastic handbag, by the way. Okay, good. Zurück zum Anfang.